everything? Sorry, I'm making you restart.
You're good.
Okay. I call the meeting on idea to order at 1:09 p.m. in the Joe Crowley Student Union, in the Frankie Pseudopapas President's Conference Room, in the ASUN Center for Student Engagement, and on Zoom. Moving to the second item of the agenda, the land acknowledgement. We acknowledge that the University of Nevada, Reno is situated on the traditional homelands of the Northern Paiute, Washoe, Western Shoshone, and Southern Paiute peoples. These lands continue to be a gathering place for the indigenous peoples, and we recognize the deep connection to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn on their territory. And part three, roll call. Will the secretary please call the roll?
Chair Castro?
Present.
Senator Levy?
Present over Zoom.
Senator McAndrews?
Absent, excused.
Senator Radke?
Present.
There we go.
A quorum is present.
Item number four, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Okay. Item number five, adoption of minutes. There's no minutes to be approved at this time, but I'm working, and I'm sure with the secretary here, we'll both be working together to get our previous meeting minutes ready for approval and everything like that, in which case I believe we also take them to the Senate meeting, right? Is that
no.
Just here?
Just here.
Okay, well then we'll get those meetings minutes approved as soon as I'm done transcribing them, because I have all the Zoom recordings. Okay, and then item number six, reports. Is there any reports from anyone who would like to read one? Oh, yes. The chair recognizes Senator Levy.
Sweet. Thank you, Madam Chair. I would just like to update everyone on some of the things that I just recently spoke to the ADA committee, which is the Accessibility Committee. I'm actually not super, it's just the ADA committee. And it's basically like a facilities and DRC, and there's different departments that all kind of work together with this committee. So they recently sent me an email and they asked if we could potentially host a student-led accessibility walk. So I know that you, Chair Castro, have attended the accessibility walk, but for the other members, essentially what the accessibility walk does is a group of students and faculty members, they have a designated time that they basically walk around campus and they try to target a certain area and walk with students or also staff members who potentially need accommodations or who potentially need mobility devices such as wheelchairs. So we basically walk with them and we just try to see on campus like what is inaccessible. During our last accessibility walk, which I believe was in May, it was either May or April, we had a couple students that showed us like that there are few curb cuts like over by the Lawler Stadium, and there's a lot of different areas where it's just very inaccessible for students. So they reached out to me and they asked if potentially ASUN, I'm hoping IDEA and SSW could potentially work together, because IDEA has the DRC and SSW has facilities, so we could probably also just gather a lot of senators and work on having an accessibility walk. And I think like the first thing we're gonna kind of start doing is like gearing up to find students who don't really have that voice and they can't really talk about like where they like what places on campus that they think are inaccessible. I know a lot of students feel like they don't have an outlet for that. So I'm going to work with the DRC and also the IDEA. If anyone else in this committee is interested, we're gonna start putting up like forms, and hopefully through ASUN, I'm gonna try to talk to, I'll try to reach out to the DRC first actually. And we're just going to try to like get away or like get feedback from students in an anonymous way where they can kind of report areas where they feel like are not accessible on campus. And I feel like through the DRC, that's the best way, because those are typically the students that need accommodations and they kind of struggle with different areas on campus. But yeah, they're thinking about having it on a Wednesday, it's either the 22nd of October early in the morning or the 19th of November early in the morning. So if the committee kind of, or if anyone honestly is interested, I'll bring it to the Senate table as well. But we're just looking to get some senators and also just, I guess, ASU Red members and just constituents to participate in this, because I feel like it's a very important thing. And I think that if students can kind of show faculty like, this is an issue on campus, that can improve accessibility greatly for a lot of students. I'm open for any questions too, if anyone has any.
Are there any, oh yes, Senator Radke?
I would be interested in
helping with the walk, with her, like, getting it ready, if you would be open to that.
Oh my god, yeah, of course. Yeah, I honestly, it was something that, like, me and, like, four other senators last year, I know Chair Castro was not a senator yet, but she came, and it was a great experience. It's honestly really eye-opening, and I think I would love to have you participate.
Awesome.
Yeah, my only comment, few comments on that, actually. That was one of the things that really inspired me to run for Senate, and then also a lot of the experiences that students shared are really particularly important to this committee, considering one that we work with the DRC, but also remembering ideas just part of making life in college more accessible for everyone. A lot of the things that these students mentioned was, for example, a student who was wheelchair bound mentioned how taking the wheelchair accessible route through campus down from like Lawler Stadium mm-hmm. added around 15 minutes to their daily going to class and everything like that. So it's just highly inaccessible for students who are just trying to get their education. I'm really glad that you brought that up, and I really would love to work with you in terms of that and getting an accessibility walk. I think we could probably motivate or incentivize more students and senators to come. We should probably think about something that we can do to incentivize more engagement in that area, because students who are also fully able-bodied or don't necessarily believe themselves to struggle with accessibility would also probably benefit regardless too from these walks. Yeah. And then, yes, Senator Levy.
I'll just add to that. I really am glad that you guys are on board with it. I think it's also very important that we kind of figure out a route that we would take. We would definitely work with the DRC on seeing like what is getting rewarded more, but we would have to basically walk. The walk is basically like an hour or 2 hours needed. And we would just have to see like which area is most affected by, or which area has the most like accessibility issues. I will note that I attended in May, I believe, the ADA committee that they have on a monthly basis, and they spoke about the new business building. John Tolick?
I believe that's correct.
Yeah, I believe that's the name. The accessibility there is awful. They are looking to pave part of the Manzanita Bowl to make it more accessible for students in wheelchairs typically. But it's very bad. They need to cut curbs, and to like currently how students in wheelchairs are getting to that building, they are going down Virginia Street, and then they're going like up, like we're near the parking garage that's by the Tolick, and they're going through the parking garage to actually get to the Tolick. So it's a very inaccessible route. So if that's something potentially like those of you like those of us that are interested in, if we want to potentially walk that route, I think that could be a big eye-opener. Oh my gosh. Sorry. Someone's using my number for canes. What? Okay. Sorry. Sorry, I have a MacBook with all of my notifications.
That's a very bad report, okay?
Tolick, I know, is very inaccessible right now, but that's also something that's already on their radar. But if we're interested, like maybe during one of our meetings, like our idea meeting, we could potentially like walk around campus and kind of like check things out and see like, okay, what do we think? Just kind of gauge like what's inaccessible so far on campus. Mm-hmm. And then I could force, you know, SSW to do it. but yeah, I'm really glad to hear that. And I'll keep you guys in the loop.
Yeah, of course. Well, I'm not keen on forcing anybody to do anything as in this committee. I think that's really valuable that you are doing that. And then also I'd like to say that this is also a really good opportunity to put forth legislation or resolutions showcasing how much importance we're putting on the fact that a new building built in this year and like this day and age is still as like, you know, inaccessible as buildings that were built decades ago on UNR's college campus. There are pieces of legislation that I already have drafted from last year when I was an intern that we can possibly push forward. I'd love to work with the committee on drafting a more advanced piece of that legislation that can probably like address how we can go about incentivizing the university to try and fix these things, because I understand that I don't believe much of the budget dedicated specifically to making these campuses more accessible. So we definitely need to. Yes, Senator Levy, you're fine. Talk as much as you want.
You can finish, but like when you're, yeah.
No, you're good. Go for it.
To add to that, the facilities budget is very limited. They basically focus on bare minimum maintenance for the university, and they do have an allocated budget that's from like the ADA fund. I think that's what Director Shane Carter talked about, mm-hmm. but he said that they do have money that's going into accessibility, but the thing is they can't really use it because facilities is using their, I believe they get $2 million. I'm not sure. Last time I checked it was $2 million in May be a different number, but they get it every 2 years because of, I think it's the legislation that they, like, it's the new, oh my God. Anyways, you know what, you guys know what I'm talking about. They have a very limited budget, and that's why they're trying to, like, minimize what they do for accessibility, which is actually really concerning. But I agree that we should definitely push legislation.
Yeah. Awesome. Are there any other reports before I get to mine? Okay, just a brief report on what's going on right now, coming up. We, of course, have the Northern Nevada Pride Festival and celebration and parade coming up on the 6th, I believe, of September. So I'd really encourage you guys all to go to that and to try and tell anybody else who you know. It's the 6th of September. I'd really encourage you to try to incentivize or tell anybody you know about that. It's really important, of course, to go celebrate all of our unique identities and everything like that. Also, if you have any interest at all in being part of the parade, please contact me, as I've been communicating with Director Navarte from the Department of IDEA, and there's still definitely room for the parade and ASUN's representation in it. If you'd like to walk or be part of the truck or any sort of running the stands at all, just contact me, or you can reach out directly to Director Navarte, who I know would be more than glad to have your help in running the booth for the day. So yeah, just keep that on your radar. There's going to be more events that come up in terms of accessibility and everything like that. We should also keep in mind supporting the events that come up from the Department of IDEA, because I know that Director Navarte is planning a lot of events. Their social justice packet is coming out soon, which is something I'm going to ask all of you to distribute as much as you can, because it really is something that does touch the identity and, you know, making college more accessible for all sorts of students, especially even if they, you know, aren't that interested in politics or anything like that. Social justice includes all of us, even if we don't know about it. So yeah, just keep an eye out on that. Other than that, is there any other reports? No, I don't know why, sorry. all right, we'll be moving to business, or item 7, old business, for liaison adoptions. Right now we're in a little bit of a pickle, I understand, when it comes to liaison adoptions and everything like that, considering our low membership. This is more so an opportunity for anyone here who would like to change or, you know, just update their liaison positions. Totally optional. Is there anyone that would like to do that? Oh, Senator Racky?
Is there a list that I can
Yes, look at? Absolutely.
Okay,
so there's a list in the box. I believe I sent it out in the IDEA committee teams chat a few months ago, but of course that's, you know, it's a while ago. I don't even know, you maybe weren't in the chat at that time. So let me look at that more specifically to make sure I have that for you. Okay, yes. And I will read those out as well once I have the link up. Sorry. I'm glad you're interested in though. Never feel afraid to ask. Okay, yes. So our list of liaison positions is as follows. We have the Office of International Students, Path to Independence, the Disability Resource Center, the Multicultural Center, Undocumented Students or UndocuPAC, and the Office of DEI. And then, of course, the Department of IDEA, which is something I casually do with Dr. Marte.
Okay.
Yeah. You're good.
If I switch, can I do that?
I mean, yeah, you can switch. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Let me just get the list of... Let me make sure everyone... Let me just make sure that you aren't trying to switch to the position that someone else already has.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I am the liaison, I know, for at least the Office of DEI and International, or Path Independence.
Okay.
So, Camille, will you remind me what your liaison affiliation is again?
Of course. I am the DRC liaison.
Okay, yes. So, other than that, considering the fact that one of our members, Senator McAndrews, is going to be leaving us shortly, if you have expressed interest in any of these positions, I don't see why you can't move to them.
Okay.
So... Yes, there is formalization.
Okay.
You do have to say you're good. Okay, so do you have which liaison position you want in mind?
The International Students.
Office of International Students. I was actually going to bring that up earlier. Considering the new semester, I've been seeing so many new faces.
Yeah.
We absolutely need greater representation in that regard. Okay, so I believe the verbiage would be, I move to appoint myself to the liaison position of the Office of International Students.
Okay. to appoint myself to the liaison
position
of internet.
The office.
The Office of International Students.
Through unanimous consent.
Okay, you got it. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, if that motion passes. Senator Radke,
you
are liaison for the Office of International Students. Awesome. Okay. With that, is there any other petitions to move liaison appointments at all? All right. Seeing as there are none, we're going to move to new business. This is not specifically the election of a vice chair today. I just wanted to more so have this conversation. I recognize, Camille, that you're really, Senator Levy, of course, you're rather busy being their own committee chair for your own committee. So really, I just want to gauge interest with you,
okay.
Senator Radke, if you'd at all be interested. I just want to tell you that the vice chair position is rather simple in terms of all that when I'm doing my job properly, which I hope to be doing always. It's more so, say, for example, if I'm not present or say I'm sick or anything like that regard, you would be running the committee in my seat for meetings. And then if you, for example, we didn't have a secretary, you would fill in the position of taking notes. Or I may sometimes lean on you in the regards of asking you to help post an agenda. But that's really mostly if I can't do it myself. So that's just what I wanted to say about that position. Don't feel any pressure to do it if you don't want to. Just wanted to educate as regarding it because I know it can seem a little scary to take on any position at all. Other than that, since we won't, well, I mean, you're good? Okay,
yes.
There we go. Just wanted to be, we're good. Okay, moving past item agenda item 8 to agenda item 9, public comment. Is there any public comment this time? Yes, in the audience. Would you say your name?
Chair Castro, let me say that, and as the State Director of City Government,
yes.
For the record. Chair Castro, it's great to hear your comment about Pride Parade and inviting all the students and clubs to participate. Thank you. And it's also great to hear that you're working on legislation to make the newest building on campus more accessible. That's a shame that it isn't. And then thank you for stepping up and being a liaison.
Yeah.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you. All right. Seeing no other public comment, Casper or Secretary? Okay. We'll move on to everybody's favorite item, item 10, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting for the Committee of IDEA at 1:26 p.m. Thank you all for coming.